Welcome to another Mystical Perspective. This is number 11 in the series, and we're reading from Dr. Paul Leon Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, reading every week a new chapter. And this book is a great book. I can't believe how much I'm getting out of it. I hope you are too. It's available at metaphysics.com and on amazon.com. You can also check out Mystical Insights there. Today's chapter and affirmations on mystical oneness, the key to life's rewards. It's a very powerful subject. It goes very, very deep. We're going to be talking about the oneness of all, which is really great. And when you feel it and you are one with it, it's wonderful. But then when you go into the individuation and separateness, it feels like, how's that possible? So all of these wonderful affirmations from Dr. Master's book are planted from the highest point of seed consciousness so they can, as you read them and absorb them and meditate on them, they can plant and grow lovely flowers. We're going to be reading them twice and going over them. The first time I'll read, and if you wish to repeat on the second reading, you can. Mystical oneness, the key to life's rewards. First, defining. I understand that mystical oneness is oneness with God and all that is. I'll repeat it. I understand that mystical oneness is oneness with God and all that is. Well, that about covers everything. And in this mystical path we're following, it's an amazing way when you connect with God through meditation and understanding and enlightenment that you begin to understand all of these affirmations. And the more you affirm them, you can reinforce them. The next one is meditation. Again, meditation is so important. Through my daily practice of meditation, I am able to establish and maintain an inner mind state of Christ-conscious oneness with God. And repeating, through my daily practice of meditation, I am able to establish and maintain an inner mind state of Christ-conscious oneness with God. Now, that's the goal for meditation in mystical practice, and it takes every day taking time to go within and to connect to that soul within and that spirit within and the consciousness that is the Christ consciousness and the oneness of God. And that takes daily, daily practice and connection. It's plugging you right into the source of all that is light and love, the oneness of everything, the creator, that source that is indeed ourselves within. The next one is others. Through my Christ-conscious oneness with God, I am able to feel a oneness with others who contain the same God presence within them. And repeating, through my Christ-conscious oneness with God, I am able to feel a oneness with others who contain the same God presence within them. Now, this is because we are all made from the same energy source. Our atoms are all connected as one. And when we are tied into that oneness and are seeing things from that perspective, we're able to feel that same energy. There's a resonance, there's a connection with that God presence in others when we let the barriers and our own energy down enough to sense and be aware, we can feel that we are one with them. Visualization. I take a few moments daily to visualize or imagine that the interior of my body on a spiritual level is filled with God's light presence, which gives me a state of oneness with the same God's light presence in others. Now, in all of Dr. Master's works, of course, there's meditations, very key, affirmations, obviously, and prayer and visualization. The power of visualization is so great that if we do this as we are doing affirmations or meditations, it puts that extra energy to it that makes it all become real. So let's visualize here. I take a few moments daily to visualize or imagine that the interior of my body on a spiritual level is filled with God's light presence, which gives me a state of oneness with the same God light presence in others. Nature. As God's presence is in all manifestations of nature, I sense, feel, and am one with all the beauty I see in nature. Let's repeat that. As God's presence is in all manifestations of nature, I sense, feel, and am one with all the beauty seen in nature. Nature is the highest expression. It's God's cathedral, and it is the perfect representation of the art of God and how perfect it is. And if we need healing and if we need to be restored, we can get out in nature and we can be still, walk very slowly, and just listen. I see more and more people walking in nature, but a lot of times they've got a lot of noise and friends and things, which is fine. But it's really great if you can just get out in nature and commune with nature. And you can't commune with nature if you're communicating with someone else or doing your phone or doing whatever is distracting. And to commune with nature, you have to be still and listen and absorb that energy that is indeed that presence of God in all manifestations. The next one is supply. I recognize that through my oneness with God, which is all things and creates and controls all things of earth and heaven, that whatever I need in life, according to God's purpose for my soul in this lifetime, is supplied. What a powerful affirmation. Let's repeat together. I recognize that through my oneness with God, which is all things and creates and controls all things of earth and heaven, that whatever I need in life, according to God's purpose for my soul in this lifetime, is supplied. Now, this is a statement you could take and repeat every day, actually. It's so powerful. It brings up so many interesting things. It's that, of course, we are abundantly supplied. There's abundance in the world. Of course, whether we believe we can receive it or whether we trust in ourselves or feel worthy enough in ourselves or what we think karmically we need can be influencing. And that's why it says here, according to God's purpose for my soul. Because some of us wouldn't actually reach our goal of our own soul's purpose if we had some things that we think we want that may not be best for us. The next affirmation is health. In my oneness with God's perfection and wholeness, living as the life force within me, that I am one in body, mind, and soul with good health and healing. Okay, let's repeat that. In my oneness with God's perfection and wholeness, living as the life force within me, that I am one in body, mind, and soul, with good health and healing. And I had just gone through a health challenge, and I'll tell you, the power of bringing that visualization and those recognitions and that positive energy of those statements into your body when you're going through some health challenges is so, so powerful. Always good to do it. Coming up next is love. Through my oneness with God's presence within me, whose nature is love, I connect with God's nature in others, attracting love to me. Repeating. Through my oneness with God's presence within me, whose nature is love, I connect with God's nature in others, attracting love to me. This is one of the most powerful forces, and sometimes people limit it or block it or filter it or are afraid of it. But love is the magnet, and when we sense that love blossoming inside us, we can see that love and recognize it in others. It's very powerful, and it can frighten some people. But if we just recognize it and allow it and see that love, we can see that love is at work, or trying to be at work in all. And the last one here is health. Once again, there's the second health in this. In oneness with God, others, and the universe, I am unlimited in what I am and can be. So that really covers more than health. It's a very powerful affirmation, isn't it? Repeating it. In oneness with God, others, and the universe, I am unlimited in what I am and can be. And that is the truth. And that is such a powerful statement, that the Creator creates everything, and we are one with all of creation. But how do we exist? Carl Jung calls it individuation, but we are all infinitely different, and yet all infinitely connected, because we have those same atoms, we have that same life force, we have that same love, we have that same energy, yet we live our lives from our individual expression, and often, most often, forget during the course of the day our oneness. We forget to connect. We forget to see that we are all the same. If we could indeed see that we were the same inside, we could solve the problem of world peace. We could solve our differences. We can forgive. We could understand. This oneness of all is really an important energy that we could meditate on every single day. There is one light, there is one love, there is one sound, and it radiates into an infinite amount of these energy particles. Now think of all the ways this oneness could really help you. There's an old Zen koan which goes, only don't know. And it's true, we always think that it's better the more we know, the more we know, the more we know. And you know what's interesting is sometimes accepting that the world in this mystery of light and love goes way beyond what we may know in our mind at any time. What we may know as the unknown is there within God's consciousness, and we can attune to that. But the universe is constantly changing and evolving and growing. And that's just another reason we have to, every day, meditate and plug in to that source and learn to go with the flow. every single person has different energy fields and radiations and influences in their life. Some people can just go with the flow, and others are fixed astrology positions and like things a set way. And we all have different ways of learning and living with this. But we all can also understand the concept of oneness is important. Think of it just in this one aspect of forgiveness. If we've held something in ourselves that we've resented, if we were deeply hurt, then maybe that has been influencing us for a long time. I have studied abuse and how abuse works in women and children. And some of that abuse can cause major issues in a lifetime. And it's very hard to forgive. But until we can learn that that part, that same energy inside us was there in that other person, something happened to that person to block that love and understanding of God. And until we can see that part of God is alive in them and forgive them for the role they played, then that energy, even though it may have happened years ago, of whatever is bothering us about that we haven't forgiven, is still alive in us and causing us disease and causing us to be separate. So we are truly one with all energy, and in that oneness we need to forgive. We need to realize that that separation is an illusion, and it's part of the lessons of life and sometimes karmic lessons we go through. So when there's a situation of conflict, we have to look at how we can use this oneness as a learning and a way to understand the truth of oneness and forgiveness. We are really all one sound in various ways radiating forth from that sound. And we can also learn from that. We can also look at the oneness of the heart of the universe and go within and feel that love in the heart that we have, and feel that energy of love that's inside us and every single person. There's also one sound that ripples forth in cosmic waves. It's amazing how we are all in this frequency. We can hear the higher frequencies that are captured, and they can help us to transform ourselves between the true sound of the one word of God and the light of God and the words we speak. We're meeting here at this particular time and space. It's an invisible field. It's a sound of energy waves of me talking, you listening. There's a magic to that that's very hard to understand and believe, and yet it happens. There's a magic to how God speaks to us, to me, to you, and relates and connects and turns that back into you understanding that one-ment. The word at one-ment is an amazing word. It's at one-ment or atonement. And it's a tone, right? So if you look at one-ment or atonement, there is a tone in at one-ment. So that's the sound that we can use to atone and to find our tune and tune into the universe and atone as one. Now let's do a meditation here. And let's just be calm and quiet. Let's let the mind still. Be aware of your breath. Breathe in and let the air go out. You can breathe out through your mouth and just release any thoughts or anything going on. Just relax and know that you're in a beautiful, comfortable, safe space with God's presence. Breathe in the light. Breathe out. Listen to your in-breath. Listen to your out-breath. Go within to that place of peace inside. Feel like you are tuning in to that one sound, that oneness of the universe. Be aware of this divine presence here right now. that presence of peace and calm and understanding. Breathe it in and feel the power of divine grace coming into your awareness and consciousness. It's a blessing. Make space for it in your very heart, your body, your mind. Let your soul merge with this holy oneness of God and God's grace, God's Spirit, and bring that oneness into your awareness. Merge with that oneness. Recognize that oneness as you and God. Go into this divine presence. Breathe in this powerful union with the Source. Breathe in the energy of love that holds it all together. Breathe this precious love deep into your very core of being. Feel it as a brilliant light that shines like the brightest star. Attune yourself to that light and let it transform your very being and consciousness. Feel it nurture and heal. Recognize that it is the love that forgives and understands. Feel the healing. Feel the joy of knowing you are one with this love. This oneness that is in all beings. You are one with the universe. You are one with God. This oneness that brings us all together in light and love is here in the presence. Be very grateful for this gift of God's oneness, the love, and feel it in the Christ consciousness that is the highest light. Know there is nothing but perfect peace and love here. And as you are aware of that, let yourself bring that consciousness back into your regular daily mind consciousness. Accept it, believe it, be it, become it. And slowly we're going to come out of meditation. Breathing deeply and giving great thanks to God for this power of oneness. I wrote this message that I'll share with you now. The masters are all messengers of God. And when we listen closely to our teacher's words, we find it is their deep love of God that joined them to Him to be able to bring the word of God to humankind. The words of the masters worship the light that is from the source of all. It is the light that has enlightened the ones who have been lifted up to the fire that merges man and God. The love of the one God is what draws all of the true servants of God to dedicate their lives in love to Him. When we worship, we merge with the energy of our teacher's hearts and minds, and we're drawn to our true teacher, that Christ, that Master, the teacher that is the servant of God's sacred energy. All of God's teachers and masters have reached enlightenment and have found this truth to be real, and they have understood this way to bring humankind together. Yet with the separation imposed by religions to limit the oneness, we have a chance to see what has happened when we limit that understanding, and the rules and power of allowing only one teacher has been enforced. This has caused many to believe that their teacher is the only way to God, and one religion is the only way to God. God is inside each and every one of us, and there is no separation. Believe that we do not need that separation. The masters of light all work together in this light of oneness from the one source All of the many different paths that humankind follows lead to one God. We may choose a teacher that holds forth a true way for us, the way that leads from darkness to light, from hatred to love, from chaos to beauty and peace. And when we come to the perfect energy of the Master, we may just glimpse the power that way is guided by, and find that it's always guided by God. So love your teacher and the teachings, and understand your teacher would always have you love God as the one holy source of all, just as they do. Pray with the masters for God's will to be done in heaven as on earth, as they do. Pray for the journey together of all humankind and the journey towards peace and understanding and love that will indeed be possible when we understand that we are all God's children and we are all one. May the radiant rays of light guide us to a way to find that all of humanity could be advanced if we could just see every person's path led by their teacher is led by God, that we can work together in this way for goodwill towards all people and our religions as one. With one love and one light, we may see we are all one with God, and our Lord God is one with all. I'd like to close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. This is one of the translations from the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of your heart, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk is based on spiritual mind power affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book. You can also see the book Mystical Insights if you go to metaphysics.com, and you can go to amazon.com and find it there as well. I have all of my Mystical Perspectives readings and teachings available at mysticalperspectives.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you all in oneness.